For Americans who can't work remotely, the coronavirus creates constant dilemmas. Could they catch the disease? Could they spread it without knowing? And if they're honest about a potential exposure, could they risk losing income? NPR's Camila Domonoske reports on how workers with no symptoms can face a lot of tough decisions.
When her Ford plant opened back up for production, it wasn't that Marcy didn't want to go to work. She couldn't.
I didn't have childcare, you know, when they called us back to work in late May. So I just used a week vacation until I figured things out.
Marcy didn't want to use her last name because she's worried about retribution for speaking publicly about conditions at the plant. She and another mom agreed to trade off on childcare for each other, but that carries its own risks.
I have to consider this like, okay, I'm opening my bubble even more.
In fact, one day she learned that expanded bubble might have exposed her to the virus. She was on her shift when she found out, wondering if she should get tested.
So am I supposed to leave work? And like, I should, because technically I could be positive and not know it, you know, but a lot of people just can't do that. Can't just get up and go, you know, we depend on the 40 hours or whatever it is a week.
A big part of the problem is that she's not sure whether she'd be paid to quarantine. Marcy praises Ford's policies on masks and social distancing, but the quarantine rules?
That's the big mystery.
Ford, General Motors, and Fiat Chrysler are paying some workers to stay home and get tested, and the policies aren't always clear or consistent. Ralph Morris Jr. is the president of UAW Local 163 in Michigan.
Some of them put them on unemployment. Some of them get paid for 3 days. Others will be out for 2 weeks.
And he says it's not clear what determines who gets quarantined and who doesn't.
They'll ask the question, have you been in contact with anyone? And they say, well, yeah, I was at that nursing home and they said there was a case there. And then, well, no, you got to go out.
Meanwhile, someone who says they definitely had contact with a positive case might get cleared to work. One worker at a GM plant in Michigan, who wanted to remain anonymous out of fear of retribution, told NPR she was sent home after describing a possible exposure that happened outside work, and she waited nearly a week for her negative test result without pay. Those unpaid quarantines can create an incentive for workers not to disclose all their risks if they know they might lose pay if they're honest. A GM spokesman says one factor the company considers when deciding whether to pay quarantined workers is if their exposure happened at work. Megan Garland is a labor and employment attorney at Duane Morris. She advises employers. She says exposure at work is a special case because it could be a workers' compensation issue. In some other situations, she'd advise against paying an employee to stay home.
They want to be very careful to not do something for one employee that they cannot then do for the entire workforce if it came to it.
A lot of businesses are struggling right now and can't afford to pay for all the employees who could eventually need to quarantine. She also says they don't want to create an incentive for people to exaggerate their risks so they can get paid to stay home. Still, she says, if companies can afford to pay for all quarantines.
Absolutely. This is the time to show them how much you care and that you're willing to put your money where your mouth is.
Like so many things about the virus, there's a huge divide here. For people who can work from home, quarantining while waiting for a test result is almost a non-issue. But if going to work means showing up at a plant, quarantines can create this anxious calculation, balancing the risk of spreading the disease against the risk of losing a paycheck. Camila Domonoske, NPR News.